We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, patient viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, which was formerly AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sukhbator Sealink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakun Ul Province, channel 8 on Dakan Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Otul on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Russia donates food aid to Zimbabwe. In humanitarian news, Dubai Care improves the lives of children through access to clean water. In environmental news, HSBC in the United Kingdom hosts the screening of an environmental documentary. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 3rd, is the National Day of Germany, called Unity Day, commemorating the reunification of Germany in 1990. Many famous writers, musicians, and scientists are German-born, including Nobel Prize-winning author Hermann Hesse, Nobel Prize laureate and vegetarian Dr. Albert Einstein, and renowned composers Ludwig von Beethoven and Johann Sebastian Bach. Today is also National Iraqi Day, celebrating Iraq's independence gained in 1932. The great ancient civilizations of Assyria, Babylonia, and Sumer were formed in the region that is now Iraq. Rich in literary traditions, Iraq was home to outstanding poets such as Maruf el-Rusafi, Jamil Sidki el-Zahawi, and Muhammad Mahdi el-Jawahiri. Our best wishes to the people of Germany and Iraq for grace-filled national days.
Fly-in news, Supreme Master Chinghai International Association relief news update from Nepal. Incessant downpours triggered floods from August 19th through August 21st, affecting hundreds of villages in eastern Nepal's Japa district. 8 people lost their lives and over 6,000 families were displaced as hundreds of homes were damaged or swept away and over 1,000 hectares of crops were destroyed.
On August 21st, Supreme Master Chinghai donated $10,000 in emergency aid, asking our Native Association members to go, if possible, to comfort and help the most desperate, while also conveying all her love and sympathy. The amount could purchase $427,000 in supplies if bought in the U.S. based on Nepal's cost of living.
Covering their own travel expenses, our association's relief team from Nepal headed to Japa District on August 25th. With help from the Nepal Red Cross Society and Japa District's administration office, as well as the Industry and Commerce Association, they were able to deliver relief items to over 800 displaced families who gratefully received the rice, lentils, mustard oil, mosquito nets, and mattresses.
We are grateful for the assistance of the Nepalese Red Cross Society, the local district administration office, and the Industry and Commerce Association. We also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her loving support to those in need, and our association's relief team for their timely efforts. Our prayers for the flood victims' swift return to fulfilling daily life, and that all people are freed from such devastations as humanity fosters a kinder regard for all beings.
Flooding devastates southern Laos. Unrelenting rain this past week has cost 16 lives and left 135 people missing with over 100 injured, mainly in the provinces of Savannakhet, Saigon, and Atapu. Red Cross and Laotian government officials state that approximately 37,500 people have been displaced due to flash flooding, with many left stranded on top of their homes. Strong currents in the overflowing Saigon River have also obstructed both rescue and relief delivery efforts, with Atapu province still inaccessible. Upon hearing of this disaster, Supreme Master Chinghai conveyed the message, "With my sorrow and prayers for the people of Laos," as she immediately offered up to $10,000 in emergency aid if needed, and asked that our nearby association members please be sent to help. This amount could obtain $223,000 in emergency items in the United States based on the cost of living in Laos.
Our appreciation, Red Cross, Laotian government, and other relief personnel for your timely watchfulness and care. We also thank Supreme Master Chinghai for her mindful assistance to those in need, wishing the people of Laos a swift return to their fulfilling daily lives, and that our lighter footsteps on the planet eases predicaments as these.
Heavy rains in India take toll on lives. At least 130 people have perished due to torrential precipitation that brought flooding to Karnataka and neighboring Andhra Pradesh states. Hundreds of people had fled to rooftops and higher ground to be rescued, with thousands more rendered homeless. At least 40,000 homes were damaged. Relief personnel have been dispatched in helicopters and boats, and the government has set up 85 evacuation centers. Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, K. Rosea, called for an around-the-clock vigil, asking local officials to ensure that there is no human loss. With much sorrow and her prayers, on October 2nd, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged $15,000 in emergency relief for the most vulnerable. This amount could purchase $243,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States based on India's cost of living. Our thanks, Chief Minister Rosea, and all state and federal personnel for your speedy aid to those in need. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her support extended to the storm victims. We mourn for those who have lost loved ones in this tragic situation. May the flood-affected soon recover the regularity of their day-to-day lives as we strive to minimize such events through our better care for each other and the environment.
Algeria swept by fatal floods. Several days of incessant rains triggered floods in central and western Algeria, taking the lives of at least 5 people. Many schools, major roads, and farms have been inundated, with gas leaks and power outages placing residents in danger. In the provinces of Djelfa and Tipasa, rescue personnel have saved at least 80 people, most of whom had been stranded in their vehicles. On October 2nd, Supreme Master Ching Hai promised $10,000 with her love and sympathy, saying that the aid could be delivered by our association members if possible or through the Red Cross or Red Crescent Society. This amount could provide $68,000 in urgent materials if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in Algeria. Algerian personnel, we are grateful for your courageous endeavors, while we send our sympathies for those who have succumbed to the storms. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her help to those in desperate situations, no matter how far away. May heaven bless the Algerian people with a soon recovery of their productive day-to-day lives as more people foster gentler ways to lessen calamities as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
United States and Iran hold bilateral talks. On Thursday, October 1st, in Geneva, Switzerland, U.S. Undersecretary for Political Affairs Dr. William Burns met with the General Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council and Chief Nuclear Negotiator Mr. Saeed Jalili. The meeting, which represented the first such high-level talks between the two countries in decades, took place during a gathering in Geneva regarding nuclear programs that also included representation from Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany.
Iran has told us that it plans to cooperate fully and immediately with the International Atomic Energy Agency.
U.S. President Barack Obama later commented that the talks with General Secretary Jalili represented a constructive beginning.
So let me reiterate, this is a constructive beginning, but hard work lies ahead. We've entered a phase of intensive international negotiations. We have made it clear that we will do our part to engage the Iranian government on the basis of mutual interest and mutual respect.
We are glad to know of your amicable meeting, Your Excellencies, United States and Iran. May the relations of your countries be graced with increasing diplomacy and enduring peace.
Swine flu's escalating cost to human life continues. Across the African continent, 24 countries have confirmed more than 12,000 cases, with the vast majority reported in South Africa, where the monitoring level is high. Venezuela, one of a number of South American countries with high swine flu death tolls, announced that 83 people have lost their lives to the swine flu since April, among 1,545 confirmed cases. India has just reported another 13 new swine flu deaths, bringing the total to 335. 4 more fatalities were just recorded in Saudi Arabia, while in Iran, swine flu cases grew by 22 for a total of 422.
Younger age groups are also still being targeted, with an 18-year-old Formosan or Taiwanese who lost his struggle against swine flu after 100 days in the hospital, and a 9-month-old infant who became the latest to succumb in Kuwait, a Middle Eastern country that has spent $14 million thus far in preventive safety efforts. Globally, fatalities stand at an official count of 4,432, with the total number afflicted said to be impossible to assess because of there being far too many to track.
We are saddened by the ongoing loss of life to the swine flu virus and pray for the recovery of those who have fallen severely ill. We look forward to more and more people awakening to the benefits of the immune-boosting plant-based diet in protecting us from present contagions and preventing the next.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Master Lung Si Hong departed from this world. The leader of the Vo Vi Meditation School passed away in Montreal, Canada at the ripe age of 86. Born in Quy Nhơn, Central O Lac, or Vietnam, Master Lung Si Hong began in 1958 to share the Vo Vi Meditation Method in O Lac, often carrying out humanitarian works and delivering lectures across the globe. Many of his teachings were audio and video recorded as well as published in print by the Vo Vi Friendship Association. In the winter of 1991, during her lecture tour in the United States, Supreme Master Qinghai visited and spoke with Master Lung Si Hong at his meditation center in California in a warm and harmonious atmosphere with Vo Vi practitioners and our association members present. Master Lung Si Hong continued to promote the spiritual method into his advanced years to help others find their inner harmony. We sincerely offer our condolences to Master Lung Si Hong's family and members of the Vo Vi Friendship Association. May his soul rest peacefully in the eternal light and love of the divine. Upon knowing of this loss, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members go with flowers, offering $5,000 for the funeral services with her condolence and prayers.
senior Nigerian official freed. Secretary to the Kaduna State Government in Nigeria, Waja Yayak, was released after being detained for a week. Thanking the state government and fellow citizens, he said that it was the public's prayers that kept him safe and stated, "I am back healthy. May God protect all of us, and I have forgiven my captors." "We are gladdened to know of your safe return, Your Excellency, wishing you many joyful celebrations of life, and that your noble actions prevail as you continue serving the beautiful land and people of Nigeria."
PETA advises pet safety during emergencies. In efforts to inform the public about optimal ways to keep animal companions safe before and during emergency situations, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has issued a disaster preparedness checklist with the following reminders.
1. Ensure that your animal companion is wearing a collar with an ID and that you carry a photo for their identification. 2. Make a list of hotels that accommodate animals during emergencies. 3. Keep a bag packed with a leash, extra dry food, and other supplies for evacuation. 4. If you are unable to take your animal companions with you, do not tie them outside or leave in a cage or vehicles. Place them in a secure area inside your home. 5. Prepare at least 10 days' supply of water and dry food. Fill every sink, pot, bowl, pan, and bucket with water and place on the floor. 6. If you are not home when an emergency occurs, contact a neighbor or friend to see if they can check on your companions and get them out.
Our gratefulness, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, for your commitment to our animal companions during emergencies. With the grace of the providence, may our ever-increasing care bring peace and safety to all our earthly co-inhabitants.
Save our planet. Global warming threats rising across the globe. Addressing the 2009 Climate Change Science Compendium, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for immediate action as he said that the evidence for climate change is irrefutable and its effects worldwide. The Secretary General stated, "The evidence is all around us, and unless we act, we will see catastrophic consequences including rising sea levels, droughts, and famine, and the loss of up to a third of the world's plant and animal species."
The United Nations has also presented a new report that gives particular attention to the Arctic, where ice is melting far faster than previously predicted, and associated sea level rise puts at least one-sixth of the world's population at risk. Based on an analysis of 400 recent scientific studies published in peer-reviewed literature, the report also states that the rapid ice retreat could bring inland warming three times higher than previously suggested.
Secretary General Ban, United Nations officials, and all contributing scientists, we earnestly appreciate your candid report on the urgent situation of our globe. Through our sincere and focused efforts, may all be motivated to move quickly in restoring the balance of our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has time and again highlighted her concern for our planetary crisis, as in a February 2009 video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan, where she asked humanity to come together in curbing global warming.
"We must unite together, all the people who care for the planet, and to let the government know that it's time to act. The government should not be too busy submerging themselves in some of the issues which might not be so urgent as saving the planet right now. There's a need for a sustainable balance between man and nature, between development and the environment. I think the need will be satisfied with all the farmers changing to organic vegan farming method. In that case, we will be able to balance the need between our development and the environment, our neat and sustainable planet."
Save our planet. U.S. court rules in favor of a cooler planet. A landmark ruling by the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals found merit in the claims of an environmental coalition comprised of advocacy organizations, the City of New York, and several U.S. states. The coalition had filed a lawsuit against the biggest coal-burning utilities in the country, charging that their CO2 emissions constituted a public nuisance in the form of global warming.
The ruling opens doors for further exposure of the harmful effects of pollution and global warming. It is also being seen as motivation for the U.S. Congress to more quickly pass a climate bill, as implementing emissions measures through legislation is preferable to lawsuits against individual companies. We appreciate your fair decision, U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals. May such court actions help protect life and our planet as we work to bring more sustainable balance to the ecosphere.
Save our planet. The U.S.-based Retail Industry Leadership Association and the Coalition for Responsible Transportation partner to reduce diesel emissions throughout U.S. seaports by introducing trucks that bring an 80% emissions savings.
Save our planet. Concluding an international metal recycling forum, China was revealed as the world leader in recycling major non-ferrous metals, which are part of the country's efforts to boost sustainable economic growth and reduce environmental pollution.
Free.
To find out which products have not been tested on animals, you can contact the company or check online. For example, www.caringconsumer.com.
We appreciate your caring concern.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now for the worldwide weather.
In world news, Russia donates more than $2 million US dollars worth of food supplies to Zimbabwe. The items consisted of over 2,500 tons of cooking oil and wheat flour. Russian ambassador to Zimbabwe, His Excellency Mr. Sergei Krikov, said Russia has always been a supporter of African nations and will continue to be a friend to Zimbabwe in her time of need. A respectful appreciation, Russia and Your Excellency Mr. Sergei Krikov, for your generous spirit. May the Zimbabwean people see a bright future of security and sustainability.
In humanitarian news, United Arab Emirates Foundation launches the Thirst for Education campaign. The philanthropic organization, founded in 2007 by His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President and Prime Minister of the United Arab Emirates and ruler of Dubai, has committed to improving children's access to clean water. Her Excellency Reem El Heshemi, Minister of State of United Arab Emirates and Chairperson of Dubai Cares Board of Directors, stated, "Without clean water, children cannot live a healthy life. Without good health, it is almost impossible for a child to get an education." Allah bless you, Your Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Your Excellency Reem El Heshemi, and all kind supporters of Dubai Cares. May humanitarian endeavors help bring health and happiness to many of God's beautiful children. Coming up on Noteworthy News, HSBC in the United Kingdom sponsors a screening of A Delicate Balance, The Truth for its staff. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. Please stay tuned for more leading news on Supreme Master Television.
In environmental news, HSBC in the United Kingdom hosts a screening of an environmental documentary. As part of its Climate Partnership Program, HSBC, one of the world's largest financial service organisations, sponsored the viewing of A Delicate Balance, The Truth, for its employees at its London headquarters. The film, nominated for Best Unreleased Documentary by the Australian Film Critics Association, discusses the many harms of consuming meat and dairy. In addition, the movie clearly demonstrates the benefits to our health and the planet by being vegan. After seeing it, 90% of the viewers said they would start the move towards a plant-based diet. Vegan dishes were served at the event, and Ireland-based eco group Green Planet Awards came to support the occasion by answering questions from the audience. Our gratitude, HSBC, for showing this important production, and Green Planet Awards for your help in sharing vital information. A very special thanks also, Mr. Aaron Scheibner, for directing this remarkably eye-opening film. May a compassionate lifestyle soon be the choice of all.
Please join us for a joke told in Sepedi entitled An Urgent Message.
Kale kale o be go na le noka ka le tlhakore la noka o be go dula mmutla ka le tlhakore le lengwe o dula bere le tjatji le lengwe bere ya dula mo le sikeng a tsina ka di petrolo tsa di ene o mme a go ba mo goeletsa ebe e le mmutla. Hey, hey, Bere, etla mo. Ke nyaka go botsa se sengwe. E seng gona bjale, ke a ja. Ao batho, wa re mmutla. A na le botlhokwa. Aowa, ka kgopelo, e botlhokwa. Mafelelong, Bere ya nagana go ya. Gomme a sela noka. E mo tšere letšatši le bošego go selela ka thokwena. A nyaka go nwelela. Re a fitlha ka letlhakore lele o be a lapile a tsetla a hemela godimo o mmutla a tsetla ke eng seng o nyakang go mpotsa. Hei Bere, wa re mmutla, lebelela gore o na le dienya tse kakang ka letlhakore lele.
And now for a heartline from Miss Helen Samuels, the founder of Green Dome Projects. This is a traveling display based in Mexico, which provides a platform for young people worldwide to network and create sustainable ideas and projects. www.greendomeprojects.com. Miss Samuels is a vegetarian.
To Supreme Master TV and its wonderful staff. For 3 years now, Supreme Master TV has delivered timely, vital, and profound messages worldwide. And on the third anniversary, the effect was echoed back to Supreme Master in such a joyful and exquisite manner with the widely diverse cultural treasures of music and dance offered by the many extraordinary performers. The musical compositions and performances of Supreme Master's poems moved minds and hearts into one single essence of beauty and joy. Blessings to all involved. Helen Samuels, International Director, Green Dome Projects, North Hollywood, California, USA.
Wonderful, Helen. Our many thanks for your kind note. Wishing you all of heaven's love with Green Dome Projects. May you continue to encourage young people worldwide on the road to a vegan diet and planetary sustainability. With celestial blessings and our gratefulness.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your spirit be filled with peace and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
U.S. Presidential Envoy George Mitchell holds meetings with two Israeli envoys to support the relaunch of Middle East peace negotiations.
Burmese Nobel laureate and National League for Democracy leader Dao Aung San Suu Kyi agrees to work with international governments in efforts to encourage the lifting of sanctions on Myanmar, also known as Burma.
With over 300 attendees, the Arab Women in Science and Technology Conference held in Dubai sheds light on the distinctive role of Arab professional women, as well as enhancing their communication with a virtual electronic community.
Italy donates 400,000 euros for food supplements to provide nourishment for 150,000 women and children under the age of 3 in Guatemala.
Canadian researchers find that the cognitive skills of babies on formula improve when supplemented with docosahexaenoic acid, or DHA, an essential fatty acid found in mother's milk.
Air New Zealand sends several hundred blankets, more than 1,000 t-shirts, and basic amenity packs, including toothbrushes and toothpaste, to help the Samoan people affected by the recent tsunami.
The Department of Health in Hawaii, USA, updates the state's subsidized food program for disadvantaged women, infants, and children so that it now provides for more produce and other plant-based foods.
China provides materials to Côte d'Ivoire, where 6.5 million residents have registered to vote in support of the country's presidential elections scheduled for November 29th.
German scientists discover that people with high daily intakes of fruits and vegetables have higher healthy antioxidant levels and improved cognitive brain performance.
After a meeting with Czech President Václav Klaus, other politicians and scientists, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI made the first papal visit since 1777 to the Czech city of Brno, where he delivered a mass for 100,000 people.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.